Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. And today we want to speak on the principle of mentalism. And again, I'm reading from The Origins of Occult Civilization, Brother Panic's book. The principle of mentalism. Our mental state. The all is mind. The universe is mental. That's from the Kabbalion. This concept is quite simple to understand and is the foundation for all other laws. This principle explains the true nature of energy, power, and matter, and why and how all these are subordinate to the mastery of mind. There is nothing outside the power of your own mind, which is the mind of God or Goddess. In this case, called the All. He who grasps the truth of the mental nature of the universe is well advanced and on the path of mastery, the Kabbalion. With your mind, there is nothing you can accomplish, and you must understand this concept before you even get to the other six laws. And we're speaking about the seven hermetic laws. And this one is the principle, this is the first one, the principle of mentalism. A good example would be your health. While we tend to think it's sickness that is attacking us, it's actually a flaw in your thought that opens you up to what eventually becomes a physical illness. The true path to health isn't really in the remedies you have been given, but since your mind has agreed that it will work, it will. Take, for example, the placebo effect, where the subject, unknowing to him or her, is given a sugar pill and told it's medicine, and the subject is healed. Because the individual believes this in his or her own mind, he or she had a cure. He or she becomes well. This alone proves that you make up your mind to be sick or healthy. Therefore, you can make up your mind to create the reality you desire here. This is where magic will come in. It's the science of lining up your mind with what you call God or the All. And because your mind is no different than anything in existence, you're in total control. The magical items symbolize or help to make a connection with the frequency. The ritual is a way to focus the mind. This tells you that your mind is the only thing you truly need to master. To study your own mind is to study God. Everything you are actually doing on your path to consciousness is navigating through your own head. When you think you are studying crystals, you find they are all within. Any crystal you can learn about, you'll find they're in. Any crystal you can learn about, you'll find they imitate everything that is already found in the body. And the pineal gland itself is a crystal. The third dimension is just an illusionary unfolding of your mind. This allows us to study ourselves, believing we are separate from what we study. Another way of saying this is everything made manifest is a mirror image of you, and we experience it outside of ourselves to rediscover ourselves. Thank you for joining us in learning about the principle of mentalism. And I encourage each and every one of you to master our own mind. Go dig further. This is, like it says, it's magical and it works. Peace and love.